Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. As you can see the title, The Power of a Comeback, God has really been dealing with me about the story of Lazarus. And this morning, I wanted to kind of just lay around with my wife and just, you know, just relax a little bit. And God said, get up. I got an assignment for you. And so I didn't know what he wanted. I just know I had to get up. And so I got up and I told my wife I was just going to go get some gas and, you know, get myself ready. And I got in the car. He started talking about Lazarus again. And I was like, okay, Lazarus. Okay, I know the story of Lazarus, you know, Mary and Martha and, you know, how he died and, you know, Jesus was waited for them, you know, waited for a couple of days before he went to his tomb. But as I was sitting there listening, reading the story, and God started highlighting some things, he was like, Gerald, the impact of a comeback for something that people thought was dead, that people spoke on as dead, that people put you into a tomb, already put you into your casket, already put you into a straitjacket, you know, these things by their words, you know, so they've already condemned you. They've already, said what you couldn't do. Some of you guys have been dealing with this since a kid, you know, you're never going to be this. Already tying your hands up and binding you and making you, you know, wrapping your eyes where you can't even see. You can't even see your true identity. You can't even see your true destiny because you've been bound by word curses. You've been bound by some of your own actions. And I was sitting there, God was like, my God, you know, binding my own self with some of the stuff that I was doing. You know, I'm talking about from a kid and this thing growing up with me. And so I was in this place and I was like, God, and if you read our story, you need to go get Bent But Not Broken. Bent But Not Broken will give you a lot of the background of my story, of where I've come from, of the things that I've struggled, even coming into ministry, the things that I struggle with. And so it'll give you a background of what I'm really talking about when I'm talking about this story of Lazarus. This story of Lazarus now got a whole nother meaning to me. I mean, it has a whole nother meaning because as I was reading this story, even the disciples, let me tell you something, even the people that are close to you, the closest to you, sometimes can't even see it. They couldn't even see it. They was like, man, Lazarus has been dead. He's been dead. We know that, you know, he's going to be, you know, rise in the resurrection. We know that. So he gave me John 11, like 1-44. But I want y'all to read that on your own. But he just gave me some specific scriptures to use. And it was like verse 11 says, our friend Lazarus is at, he was telling the disciples, our friend Lazarus is at rest, sleep, but I'm going there that I might awaken him out of his sleep. Man, listen, I remember sitting in this on side of the bed, right? And I was in this, I mean, just like restless. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord just sat down on me and I got up out the bed and sat on the edge of the bed and I just started crying. And this is the beginning. And I was always been a person that weep. But when I tell you where I am now, I'm like, I really weep. And like now, when I'm talking about this, I just want to weep because I know the presence of God when he sat on me that day. When the Lord sat, I mean, when I say he sat on me and I got up off the edge of the bed and I just sat there and I just started crying. I didn't even know why I was crying. You hear what I'm saying? I didn't even know why I was crying. I was just crying. And I'm sitting there, I'm trying to figure out why I'm crying and I'm trying to figure out how to stop crying at the same time. Wasn't working. I just kept crying. I just kept crying. I just kept crying. And then I was able to say, God, Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Don't ask me why I was saying it, because I really don't know. I truly really don't know. But as I am now, I know that the presence of God sat upon me and the enemy had been holding me that I wasn't saying the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus that heals. The name of Jesus that sets you free. The name of Jesus. And when I kept just saying Jesus, 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 it was like I was getting set free. I was getting set free, but I was sitting on this bed. I wasn't at home. I was in somebody else's house. Wasn't even trying to go home. I was sitting at somebody else's house and all of this was happening to me. And so I'm reading this thing this morning, I can remember those places. Now I can put pieces together. See, God is still putting pieces together for me. Like for real, like, for real, for real. This is like where we are right now is like the beginning of me and Yvette's ministry. This was like the beginning place. This place has a specific reason and an effect on who we are, on what we are. And so this was the place, man, that I was supposed to be alive and do what I was supposed to do. He gave me 15. So as you know, Jesus and the disciples, you know, they traveled to see Lazarus. And so 15 says, whew, Jesus, my God. Jesus was saying to Mary, you know, that he was glad that he wasn't there, that it will help you to believe, to trust, and to rely on me. This is the place where God uses the weirdest things, the most devastating things, and we sit here and we look at it like it's the worst thing, because we're looking at it in a natural, and God's looking at this thing in a spiritual realm, and like, there's absolutely nothing that I can't fix. There's absolutely nothing that I can't heal. There's absolutely nothing that I can't make possible. Absolutely nothing. He's able to do all things. All has been all since all has been a word. All things. All things. And so in verse 29, it says, Jesus said to Mary, we're talking to Mary. It says, and Jesus said to her, I am myself the resurrector. Now, she had been saying, Jesus, if you was here, he wouldn't have died. If he was here, he wouldn't be in this situation. She was like, well, I know that he will rise again with the resurrection. And so Jesus said to her, I am myself the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, adheres to, trust in, and relies on me, although he may die, yet he shall live. When I was sitting there on that bed and I was saying, Jesus, 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 I was literally building my faith and my trust in God. I didn't even know it. Y'all got to catch. I didn't even know. All I was just saying is Jesus said, when y'all sing the song, there's a power in the name of Jesus. When you say in the name of Jesus, you don't even know, really don't even know the extent of what that name is doing in you, through you. You don't really know. I did not know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, I knew what God was doing. I didn't know what God was doing. All I knew was Jesus was coming out of my mouth. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all I could say. I wasn't coming up with a scripture. I wasn't coming up with a declaration. I wasn't coming up with a prayer. I wasn't coming up with nothing. All I sat on that side of that bed was say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And let me tell you something. This was at night. You know what I'm saying? I sat up. It was like I came out of my grave. I sat up and sat on that bed and was able to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now I see why this thing means so much to me. I know why this story means so much to me. I was laying in that bed and I rose up and I was able to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Man, when I tell you, I was able to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And let me tell you that morning, now I'm literally having the revelation of it now and having a comeback of really a lot of different things that happened. It was one of the mornings that Yvette sent me something, a prayer or something, and I was able to receive it because I was open. I was trying to be free. And it was, I don't even know what scripture it was, but it was a scripture that I just started reading. Because all I was saying all night long was Jesus, 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 and crying. And so now I had a scripture to actually go with Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so I was just reading it and just reading it and just reading it. And then all of a sudden, you know, she started sending me other stuff, you know, now declaring who I was and remembering some of those things. And it was like, this is who I've called you to be, Gerald. This is who I called you to be. And so as I was reading this thing, my God, my God, my God. So Martha and some other people, they were still sitting there at the cave, right? At the tomb. And when she heard, you know, Mary came, Mary or Martha, I'm forgotten now. My mind is bubbling. She went and talked to Jesus and said the same thing. You know, I believe Mary was the one that pulled the oil on Jesus and cleaned and washed his feet. And so these people was with them. They thought, you know, she was going and running to find out to grieve some more. So they were going to grieve with them. You know what I'm saying? They were going to grieve with them. Man, Jesus showed up on the scene. Let me tell you something. Jesus showed up on the scene, right? He had done already told him that the man just sleep. He was going to live. The disciples with him too. So Jesus, on verse 43, it says, Jesus shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And then told them, y'all roll the tomb back. And then Jesus shouted, right? And say, out walked Lazarus, a man who had been dead. Free him of his burial wrappings and let him go. I remember just being, all of my burial wrappings was my suicide, my depression, my drug habits, my perversion, all of those things that had me wrapped and bound, the scales I could not see, the wrappings that was the enemy had them wrapped around my mouth that I couldn't. It was like when I sat up in that bed, I was like, I didn't know what I was doing. I just sat up and saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm sitting here now. I feel like at that moment, I was like Lazarus. If all I could say was Jesus, 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 that means Jesus was in my room and had me to sit up. And he said, call on my name. So I'm just saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And as I'm calling Jesus, 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 all of the wrappings, all of the stuff was just like, it started loosening up. It started loosening up. And as I got up the next day, he gave me some other stuff. Even the scripture that Yvette sent me, I don't even know. I wasn't even with her. I wasn't in the house. I wasn't in the place with that. So it was just me and Jesus. Not knowing she was praying, not knowing she was in the heavens just wailing and praying and decreeing and declaring for me. I ain't know all of that. All I knew was I had Jesus. That's it, bro. That's it. Jesus. I wasn't quoting scriptures. I wasn't quoting any of that. I was just calling on the name of Jesus. And so now I'm sitting here and he said, I called you out that cave, Gerald. I called you out of that cave. Now, let me tell you something. When a dead man walks out of a cave that's been dead for 4 days, a man that's been dead for 4 days, you start stinking after 3 days. You start stinking. I'm sorry. They even said that. Oh, it's going to be a foul smell that's going to come out. Man, they roll that thing back and Lazarus walked out. Man, they ain't smell nothing. Now, let me tell you who it really messed up. Because Martha and Mary believed that Jesus is the resurrected. They believed that he was the Son of God. They believe all of that. They believe that. But them people around them, they ain't believe all of that. Some of the disciples didn't really, really, really catch it until they saw it. And so he told me this morning, he says, now they see you, Gerald. Now they see you. Now that you have come out. Now they can see you. Now they can believe again. Now they can really lean, rely, and trust in me that I'm able to do things that people say that couldn't happen. I'm sitting here. I'm in my place right now. I don't know about y'all. I'm in a place right now. I'm really in a place right now where I'm just trying to. Man, I'm really just trying to grab myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to grab myself. Because when I sit here and I think about this place, listen to me. When I think about this place, if I can tell you anything, don't use your words to bound whoever. I don't know who it is. I don't, your children, your spouse, your parents, on whatever. And don't say what God can do. Don't say that he can't, this person can't be this. This person can't, I don't care how long it is. Man, listen, Lazarus was dead for four days. Now you can look at it for 40 years. You can look at it for 40 days. You can look at it for however long you want to. Dead is dead. What you thought was dead. What you thought was dead. Jesus used that. God uses that as an opportunity for you to see who's gonna get the glory. Man, come on, man. That was an opportunity for God to get the glory. My life now is all about giving God glory. My walk. It's about giving God glory. I knew I was dead. I knew I was in a tomb. I knew I was out there. I knew I was getting ready to drop into hell. I knew that. I knew that. But yesterday I said, I did a message that God chose me. And God gave me an assignment. This is my assignment. This is my assignment. So I'm saying, Lazarus, come out. Let him go. Enemy, you got to let it go. You got to let him go. You got to let him go. That spouse got to come out. You got to let him go. You can't hold him back no more. Jesus is on the scene. The presence of God is on the scene. I'm talking about as you start worshiping, as you start praising. I'm talking about the Shekinah glory is coming upon your house. Coming upon your house. Listen, all of that dysfunction, all of the arguments, all of the strife, all of the bitterness, all of the anger got to go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Some of us got to be just free. We're looking for another person to be free, but we got to get free ourselves. Let it go. Let that deep hurt go. Let that deep pain go. Let that unforgiveness go. You just don't wrap yourself up. And you figure, you wondering why you can't walk. You wondering why you can't talk. You wondering why you can't love. You wondering why you can't feel. Because you done literally wrap your own self up. And God, and Jesus is like, I'm on the scene. I'm coming to set. He said, the word says, who the sun sets free is free indeed. We're talking about liberty. I know you want to be free. I know you want to be free from the pain. I know you want to be free from the hurt. I know you want to be free from the bitterness. I know you want to be free. Come on. Come out. Come out. Come forward. Step forward. Walk out. Walk out. And that's what Gerald, keep walking. Keep walking. I remember when he wanted me to turn around, and I tell his story. It was a dark black. I mean, this road was dark, like a dark road. And all I saw was this like little bitty light. And he said, walk toward that light. And in my mind, I'm like, bro, that is a long way. And I do not want to go back through everything that I've already done. All of the stuff that I did, all this stuff. I don't want to go through all of that. I don't want to go through all of that. He said, well, the other alternative is what you see behind you. And what I saw behind me was darker and it didn't have any light. And I know that was just going to drop into pure hell. I was like, okay, let me start walking. And let me tell you, as I started taking the steps, God started giving me different strength, because I was being attacked by the same things that I was just coming out. I was trying to come out of the addiction, the pornography, the masturbation, the alcohol, the drugs, the lying, the cheating, the all of those things were still sitting there waiting like, oh yeah, he coming back through. When he come back through, latch on. But God was just giving me a buffer to, get up off me. I was stiff arming him. Get up off me. Let me tell you something. A comeback. Everybody talks about a comeback. They talk about a comeback in sports. Let somebody that was losing and all of a sudden a team comes back and they start winning and they win the game. All day, all on ESPN, all day, every day. That's all you're going to hear. The greatest comeback ever. The greatest this, the greatest that. Even boxing. Whatever. The greatest thing to come back. Let me tell you something. I feel like the greatest right now, because I'm thinking about my comeback. I'm thinking about where I come back from. So when I get into an emotional place, I remember where I come from. I remember how I was bound. I remember the cave that I had put myself into. I remember the bondage that I had to wrap myself up in. And some of the words somebody had to wrap me up in. I remember that. And so when I rejoice of the freedom that I have now, listen, I'm really starting to be unapologetic for my crying. Or for my comeback, or for my love for God and my love for Jesus, for what he's done for me. Man, listen, I pray that it's contagious. I pray that whoever that has been bound, that has put themselves in a place of bondage can get free. Come on, y'all. It's the power in the comeback. You know how powerful it was when Lazarus walked out of that cave with everybody that knows. If you've been dead for 4 days, you stink. And he walked out, like literally walked out. And he said, man, y'all take that stuff off of my son. Take that stuff off of my friend. Lazarus is my friend. Take that stuff off of him. Man, listen. I'm joined as with Jesus Christ. Listen, Abba is my father. And so I know who I am now. I'm not confused. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not confused anymore. I'm not operating in a double-minded spirit. I ain't wishy-washy. I ain't in a gray area. Some of us got to come out of these gray areas. We got to come out of these wishy-washy spirits. Sometimes we good, sometimes we bad. It's almost like a bipolar spirit. I bind the bipolar spirit, the schizophrenic spirit. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, I declare that they will see and know the authentic them, the one that you have called in the mother's womb, Father God. I thank you that they're coming forth now in the name of Jesus. What was once dead is alive again, Father God, that you're breathing life upon it, Father God, that you're calling forth these men and women to come out. Come out of these seducing spirits. Come out of perversion. Come out of drugs and alcohol. Come out of the lying. Come out of the cheating. Come out of the gambling. Come out of the trauma. Come out of these places that have had them not able to walk. You can't even walk. You're just taking bait. You can't even take baby steps. You're falling, and you're rolling. You can't get up. I declare that the comeback is in full effect in your life now, in the name of Jesus. I declare it. I declare it. I'm coming back. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back. I'm coming back, and I'm coming back to get everything. Everything that I was supposed to have. My coach, she came by. I'm like, we're comeback kids. Man, listen, me and my wife is a comeback couple. Hey, we're not apologizing. Listen, you know we transparent about what we go through, what we've been through, and we ain't trying to hide anything because we want you to know that this thing here is nothing but God. It ain't nothing but Jesus. Jesus helped this. Jesus walked in this. Jesus is a part of this. All of that. All of that. So this right here, now I understand the story of Lazarus. It has a whole other meaning to me. To me. Now, you got to get your own revelation in it. You got to allow God to show you something in it. Because what he showed me and what he asked me to share today, some of y'all got to come out. Some of y'all got to come out. Some of y'all got to come out. Let me tell you something. If you come out your old habits and your old ways, the people that are looking at you going to change. They're going to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. They're going to believe that God is able to do the impossible by just looking at you. Not by what you say. It's not about what you say. It's about how you live your life. And that's all God told me. He said, Nigeria, live it. And I'm telling you, there was a struggle for a long time of living it. I knew it, but it was hard time trying to adjust to living it. But now I'm getting the hang of it because I know where my help comes from. He literally gave me a spiritual help and a natural help to walk this thing out. I thank God daily for that. Y'all don't even understand. And then he had my wife to minister and to teach on the help me suit. Do y'all understand the help me suit? It was, God said, it's not good for man to live alone. Let me make him a help me. I wasn't supposed to do this alone. I wasn't supposed to do this alone. So he gave me a help me. Jesus told him, when I leave, I'm going to send you a gift. I'm going to send you a helper. I'm going to send you a gift. He said, the Holy Spirit, what is the Holy Spirit to do? Comfort you, lead you, guide you. I got two helps. I got the Holy Spirit helping me, and then I got a help me that's helping me in the natural. Come on. Come on. Help me come out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come out the self. Come out that self place. Come out of that. Come out of that hurt. Come out of that pain. Come out of that rejection. Come out of that bitterness. Come out of that place. Come. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. Come out now. Stop. It's way too much focus on the spouse, on what they're doing and how they're doing it. Jesus, I'm telling you, as he was shaking me at night, listen, I'm talking about in the midnight hour. I'm talking about in the midnight hour. I wasn't no peace. You can talk about peace. You can say you got peace, but you ain't got authentic peace. That's worldly peace. What was happening, what you thought was going to be good, the grass is not greener on the other side. You can talk yourself into not doing something. I was talking myself into not going. I'm living a good life. I'm good. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't home. I ain't got no responsibilities. I'm good. I could do whatever I want to do. Man, I was so tormented. When I think about it now, I was so tormented. I couldn't sleep. I wasn't restless. I was restless. Sometimes it was like, man, where am I going to get a meal from? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't have enough. Man, that stuff ain't good. Then you think, well, they living like this. They getting it all. That's what the enemy wants you to focus on. The enemy wants you to focus on that. But God said, I need you to focus on me. And so my focus is not on Yvette. My focus is on me and my relationship with God. And as I'm focusing on my relationship with God, he helps me to understand how to love my wife differently. Because as the Bible says that the husband's supposed to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Man, you know, that's like giving yourself up. That's a sacrifice. And the wife's supposed to do like a lot. It was like a laundry list of things. And so you say, well, why do I have to do all of this? Because it's what's required. This is what you're supposed to do. That's what makes you the helpmeet. That's what makes you. You gotta be a helpmeet suitable. It's suitable. That means you are you have an ability to adapt to every situation, to everything. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, God gave you the ability to adapt. God gave you the ability to adjust. He won't give you an assignment. He won't give you an assignment you don't have the skills or the ability to do. And if you don't have the skills, he shows you where you should be to get the resources you need, to get the skill set that you need to be able to fight differently. Cause every season that a man's goes through, that there has to be an adjustment with the spouse to be able to help them get through. Come on now. Cause God is a God of order. He's a God of order. Understand that he's a God of order. And so he was sitting here telling me, I'm sitting here listening to this. And this is why the enemy had me so jacked up for so long, because he didn't want me to be in order. He did not want me to know my true identity. He did not. He did not. And so if I can say anything, pray for God's presence to be felt on your spouse. I pray for God's presence to be felt on my wife. I pray that God just he saturates her with his love. He saturates her with his presence. Cause let me tell you something. When you hit it, when that place hits you, when that place hits you, it's almost like you arrested. You don't even know what you're doing. Holy Spirit, arrest them. All right. Today is that day. We've come out. You've come out. I've come out. We're come out. We're coming out. Let's go. Today is that day. All right. Listen, I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette. I hope this encouraged you. I hope this motivated you. I hope this pushed you, changed you, something. But I just want you to know it's time for come out. All right. Y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful day. Once again, I'm one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministry. You can go to our website, geraldandyvette.com. If you're not a YouTuber, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Listen, resources, go to the website and get them. All right? Be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.